Family, friends, and colleagues gathered at Harvard yesterday to say goodbye to the overseer of Massachusetts public schools. At the time of his death in June, Mitchell Chester was the nation's longest-serving state education commissioner. Attendees from across the country praised Chester as a pragmatic and good-humored colleague devoted to serving young people as well as a loving father and husband. WBUR's Max Larkin has more.
Like many others who spoke at the memorial service, Governor Charlie Baker remembered Chester for his habit of asking tough questions as he worked.
He nudged, politely. He poked, respectfully, all the while making the conversation about the kids, the teachers, and their collective mission.
Others spoke of watching Chester ponder the difficult decisions his work entailed. Over nearly 10 years on the job, there were a lot of those. Chester coped with political changes, a recession and dwindling budgets, and the implementation of a new statewide exam. He was the first commissioner to assume state control over entire school districts he believed to be struggling, notably in Lawrence. Lawrence's superintendent, Jeff Riley, remembers asking Chester for all kinds of help and relief during that period. But Riley said he came to admire Chester for his humor and for his willingness to say no.
Mitchell's job was to hold the line, to set and keep the standard, and look what he accomplished.
As Massachusetts schools earned a national reputation, Chester's reputation grew too. Harvard's Memorial Church was full of friends and fellow ed reformers from Ohio, California, and Connecticut. One of the last to speak was former U.S. Secretary of Education John King, who said he counted Chester as a friend and mentor. But Chester's widow, Angela San George, said that at heart her husband's work went back to his natural rapport with children. On walks, she said Chester would strike up conversations with young people or try to cheer up those who looked sad.
Their moms and dads would mostly chuckle, sometimes nervously, and I always felt to prepare to explain, "It's okay, he's the commissioner."
As Massachusetts said farewell to a rare public servant, its Department of Elementary and Secondary Education is hiring a search firm to look for his replacement. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.